From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Republicans have a lot to celebrate in the wake of this month's elections. That includes winning 23 out of 37 governor's races. Some of the celebrating is going on this week in San Diego, where the Republican Governors Association is holding its annual meeting. NPR's Ina Jaffe is there, and she joins us now. Ina, what kind of advice do the old Republican governors have for their new colleagues?
Quite a lot today, actually, Melissa. Yesterday was all about introducing the newcomers, and they talked about what they wanted to do in cutting taxes, cutting budgets, shrinking government. And today, the more veteran governor said, it's not just about your philosophy, it's about results. And Mitch Daniels of Indiana suggested that cutting government isn't enough. People may want smaller government, but they don't want inert government. And Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana and Chris Christie of New Jersey said, do the hard things first. Your political capital will be at an all-time high right after the election. Don't be incremental. Take on the big fights. And if I could just wrap up with a quote from Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour on the subject of focus. He said, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Okay. Well, I gather, Ina, that Republicans think their victories have implications that go well beyond the borders of their own states.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, they'll have significant influence in congressional reapportionment that comes after every census, every 10 years. Mm-hmm. But they're also looking toward the 2012 race. Tim Pawlenty, who's the governor of Minnesota and also the vice chair of the Republican Governors Association, he was particularly enthusiastic about Republican victories in big, mostly Midwestern swing states such as Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Those are states that are pivotal, swing, battleground states in any national election, and to have Republican governors in those states is a huge value add to the party, to the conservative movement nationally for the future.
I should mention, Melissa, that this isn't always a guarantee of success. Back in 1982, Democrats won a lot of those states, yet Ronald Reagan was reelected 2 years later, carrying all of them.
Yeah. Now, we just heard from Tim Pawlenty, of course, the governor of Minnesota, possible presidential candidate himself in 2012, along with pretty much every other Republican governor you talked about, I think, Haley Barbour of Mississippi, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Mitch Daniels of Indiana, and Chris Christie of New Jersey. Were any of them, Ina, campaigning in a direct way there in San Diego?
Not really, but you have to remember who they were talking to. There were hundreds of people at this meeting who were not elected officials or political professionals. They were the people who raised over $100 million that the Republican Governors Association spent to support governors who were running for re-election or running for the first time. And so this was directed at them, and I have to think that if you're interested in running for president, these are really good people to impress.
Is there talk, Ina, at the Governors Association meeting about efforts to diversify the GOP, make it a broader tent?
That was the entire topic, really, of yesterday's presentation. It was called The New Face of the GOP. They presented two new Hispanic governors, the first Indian American woman to be elected governor in Nikki Haley of South Carolina. And they recognize that they don't necessarily have minority voters yet, but Tim Pawlenty said this will show them that they're welcoming those voters and that they're celebrating that people of various backgrounds can have leadership positions.
Okay, Ina, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Ina Jaffe at the Republican Governors Association meeting in San Diego.